It's been a high-quality week of football in the UEFA Champions League round of 16. On Tuesday, Barcelona's talisman gave the holders a two-goal cushion against Arsenal.
Messi now steps up, left-footed, strikes and scores. And surely now, Barcelona have done enough to set them on the way to the quarter-finals of the UEFA Champions League.
But in Turin, Bayern's big advantage didn't last long.
Mandzukic tries to chest it down, helps it over the top of the Bayern defence. They're headed by Morata, and there's the finish. There is the equalising goal. Juventus have battled back from 2-0 down.
Then on Wednesday, Manchester City took control of their tie against Dinamo Kiev.
Yaya Toure! That's it! Yaya Toure gets Manchester City's third, a quite exquisite finish. And Manchester City have a two-goal advantage to take to Manchester for the second leg.
And in Eindhoven, 10-man PSV held the 2014 finalists Atletico to a goalless draw. You'll hear from key players and head coaches, including Luis Enrique, Paul Pogba, Arjen Robben and Arsene Wenger, as we analyse all the week's action right here on Match Day Live. Hello, I'm Rob Daly. So much to talk about after two more brilliant nights in the UEFA Champions League. Let's start with a classified check of the week's results in the round of 16 first leg ties. Tuesday, Arsenal 0, Barcelona 2, Juventus 2, Bayern 2. And on Wednesday, goalless between PSV and Atletico, Dinamo Kiev 1, Manchester City 3. Let's start our review of the round of 16 action with Tuesday night's game in North London, where Arsenal took on the holders Barcelona. Watched by UEFA.com's Richard Kaufman.
And now into the feet of Neymar. Neymar up to Suarez. One-on-one with Koscielny. Plays it beautifully inside to Neymar. He's got Messi inside. Can he find him? He can. Chance. Leo Messi. 1-0. Barcelona have the vital away goal. And you know who has done it again. Leo Messi. It's a poor clearance by Mertesacker. Down goes Messi. Penalty, says the referee. It's Messi up against Pedicek. He's beaten Cech for the very first time this evening to make it 1-0. Messi now steps up, left-footed, strikes and scores. And surely now, Barcelona have done enough in London to set them on the ways once again to the quarter-finals of the UEFA Champions League.
Richard Kaufman, our commentator for that one, alongside me now, European football expert Paul Saffer. Paul, it was a night when MSN, that front line for Barcelona, really stole the show in the end.
Absolutely. I mean, with their talk beforehand, you heard in the commentary that Lionel Messi had never beaten Petr Cech in a competitive game. Petr Cech calls from his time, mainly from his time with Chelsea, the international, thrown in there as well. But it took time. It took 71 minutes for Barcelona to score, and there were chances at both ends. It was kind of a crazy game at times. I mean, Barcelona obviously dominated possession, but Arsenal had their chances. They did certainly create opportunities, and sometimes Barcelona defenders were throwing themselves in the way, but in the end, there was just one little slip in defence. It allowed Suarez, Neymar, Messi, they combined for that first goal, a cool finish for Messi, and then a little bit later on, after another a bit of a slip up in defence, really, from a poor ball from Mertesacker, left them in trouble, and then there was a foul and Messi converted the penalty. No little passes there. He was taking it very seriously to get that second goal and really push Arsenal out of reach. And once again, Arsenal suffering a round of 16 first leg home defeat.
The Barca head coach Luis Enrique couldn't fault his side's performance.
I liked everything about Barcelona. I liked everything from the beginning. I liked the way we scored, and we had plenty of possession in that first half. We managed to have the ball a lot. Our opponents defended with every player in their own half, but we still managed to hamper them. In the second half, they were able to press a little bit higher, and we were able to manage the transition. And that's how we were able to turn the game in our favour.
The thoughts of Barcelona head coach Luis Enrique there. Let's get the view from Arsenal. Here's their manager, Arsene Wenger.
I felt there was room to beat them tonight. That is the biggest regret I have. You know, sometimes you can lose against a team and you think there was nothing to do, but there was room to beat them. But Barcelona is through at 95%, certainly. We want to go there and play. We are Arsenal Football Club, and we will not go there and just have absolutely no chance. But it's a shame that the players have not got any satisfaction, because they've been energy-wise, I think we have put absolutely everything in it.
Well, Arsenal had held Barcelona until the final 15 minutes of the game, and goalkeeper Petr Cech felt his side deserved more.
It's disappointing, I would say, because we've done so well. In the game, we created some chances, and I thought the difference between the two teams were that obviously they managed to find the goal, and then that made the biggest difference in the game. And you know, I thought we've done really well, and the only thing we didn't do so well was that we didn't take our chances. And as I said, you know, in a games like this, you need to be more clinical, and when you have a chance, then you need to find the back of the net.
Paul, was that a fair assessment from Petr Cech, do you think?
I think so. I think Arsenal, there were opportunities, but Barcelona had far more. I think overall, every statistic, they dominated. I mean, if you're watching the game, they dominated, really. But there were opportunities. There were a few weaknesses in the Barcelona defence, which Arsenal weren't able to take advantage of. Barcelona obviously want to cut that out if they're going to become the first team to win two UEFA Champions League titles in a row, because Arsenal are a good team, but not maybe a team right on the level of Barcelona. And Arsene Wenger, in other interviews last night, pretty much summed it up. He said they were technically inferior to Barcelona, and that was the story. And I think 5% is probably generous in terms of the chances Arsenal have of getting out of this tie.
I mean, can you understand that the frustrations for Arsenal fans? Because the game plan seemed to be well executed, but it appears the round of 16s they're undoing again.
Yeah, because it worked against Bayern, a very similar game plan in the group stage where they soaked up pressure. They'd score in the first half. In that game, went on to win, of course. They lost 7-5 away from home, so they would have lost over two legs to Bayern anyway. But they showed they could play that game now. And in that sense, it is about small chances. The ball falls to Giroud, and he takes that chance. And they you know, they get 1-0 up. Maybe they hold on. Maybe Barcelona do show a little bit of weakness. Not that we've seen very much weakness from them this season in any competition. But it was a dominance from Barcelona. The front three doing it again. And it may not even have been a vintage Neymar Suarez Messi night compared to some of the forms they've been putting on in the Liga. But the fact is, Messi got two goals, already up to five in the competition this season when he's barely played a game because of injury. And it's sort of business as usual for Barcelona, and business as usual, frankly, for Arsenal in a round of 16. I think without 6 years, that'd be in a row where they've fallen, almost always having... I mean, they were unlucky to be in the group as Bayern. They finished runner-up because the seeding changed. They didn't get a seeding this year, so it's a tougher draw than normal. But once again, they couldn't take the home advantage in the first leg. And if you go by previous years, maybe they have another heroic away performance, go and win 1-0 and hit the crossbar in the final seconds. But the fact is, no team's ever overturned a deficit like this in the UEFA Champions League when going away from home.
And the English press waxing lyrical about the Barcelona performance. The Times running with the headline, Arsenal bow to a genius. The Independent, another fine Messi show. You'll hear all the action from the second leg right here on Matchday Live on Wednesday, the 16th of March. Also on Tuesday night, Juventus hosted Bayern in another top quality first leg. Could have been a semi-final. Your commentator for this one was Phil Blacker.
Ian Robben to run at Evra. He's into the penalty area. The cross is too deep for Lewandowski. Douglas Costa arriving. Chances for Malolo! And the breakthrough goal is for Bayern. And they have made their pressure pay just before half-time here. It's Lewandowski who brings the ball under control. He has support from Müller. Robben is arriving into space as well. Checks in field. Onto the left foot. Robben goes for goal! And Robben scores a wonderful goal! It's a second for Bayern here. And what a difference it could make to the tie. There's Cuadrado. Barla's made the run for him. If Cuadrado can pick out the pass, little touch there off Kimmich, but still a chance to Barla's continued his run. He's in on goal, and Juventus are back in the game. Paulo Dybala with his first ever goal in the UEFA Champions League, and how Juventus needed that. Oh, well won by Pogba. He did brilliantly. Mandzukic tries to chest it down, helps it over the top of the Bayern defence. They had it by Morata, and there's the finish. There is the equalising goal. This is quite incredible. Juventus have battled back from 2-0 down to level this one up on the night. Stefano Storaro has only been on the field a few minutes, and he has got the decisive touch from right in front of goal. It's 2-2.
So Bayern throwing away that 2-0 lead. Paul Saffer, did Bayern ease off a bit too much, do you think, in Turin on the night?
I don't know, I think you give Juve credit for continuing to try, and it seemed all over. I was taken back very much to match day one of the group stage when Juve went to Manchester City, were being dominated, fell 1-0 down after 57 minutes, and it seemed they were heading for a comfortable defeat. But then somehow got an equaliser, and Morata actually got a winner, and it was very similar last night. OK, they came back from 2-0 down, but that first hour, Bayern was so dominant, there could have been so many goals, they could have been five or six up. Juventus couldn't have complained with that, and the chances went begging. They took two of them, including that lovely curling finish from Robben, and great to have him back performing in this competition. You yourself described it as the most Robin-y of Robin goals, where he curled it in with his left foot, and at 2-0 you thought that's match over, but Juve fought back and they deserved. I think you should give credit to Juve as much as, say, did Bayern ease off. And Juve, they've been unbeaten in so long, they've got that confidence now. The second leg, they're still big outsiders. They still have to score, of course, because Bayern have those two away goals, and Bayern will be warm favourites. Bayern have been playing so well. You'd rank them number two in Europe at the moment, behind Barcelona on performances all season. Paris could be up there as well. But they've given themselves a chance, and also Bayern are going to have something in their mind as well from what happened in that last half hour, because they know that Juve can attack them. They know Juve can score against them and can upset them. And so that's something that Juve, a psychological point Juve has scored, when after an hour it was just doom and gloom really for them.
One of the papers in Italy said, La Gazzetta dello Sport said, Juve, what lions? Tutto Sport, come on, Juve. You can do it after the game. Despite the comeback, Juve midfielder Paul Pogba was left frustrated by the result.
A bit disappointing because we wanted to win, obviously, the first game, but we will take that point. And we will think about the next game. I think we did very well the second half, and we know now how to make the Bayern in difficulty, so we're going to play on this point and think about the next game so we can do very good away.
Let's hear from the scorer of Bayern's second goal next. Arjen Robben is already looking forward to the return leg.
We go with a lot of confidence because we play in our own stadium and we have to finish it off there. That's what he says straight away after the game. We play in our own stadium now. Of course, they are a very dangerous team, you know, and they won 15 games consecutive. So they're strong, we have to be aware. But I think, yeah, we have to play our own game, also not play for a draw. Just play, try to win the game, and we go with a lot of confidence.
Well, a lot has been made this season, Paul, of the fact that Müller, Lewandowski and Douglas Costa have looked so dangerous as a three for Bayern. With Robin back, just how much better is that Bayern front line looking?
Well, a Robin better, one of the best players of the last 10 years. And we're betting still without Ribery, of course, for that matter as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, actually, Douglas Costa, for once, didn't have a great game, particularly, I thought, by his standards in the first leg. I mean, he missed a good opportunity, but he's been magnificent this season. He's put himself up with maybe the bigger names in that team. I mean, Thomas Müller, there's almost nothing left to say about him. In an era without Messi and Ronaldo, Thomas Müller might be the player you'd be talking about, because he's got everything really, and it's just happened to be in the age of the two super players of any time. But Thomas Müller deserves another UEFA Champions League title to go with his various other many titles. He'll go for a UEFA Euro title this summer as well. And they've got, I mean, that's even before we talk about a defence which is hard to beat, and Josep Guardiola. They're as much as the Barcelona teams Josep Guardiola had playing the way he wants them. This Bayern team are, and their last season under Guardiola, before he goes to Manchester City, Guardiola's not won the UEFA Champions League somehow at Bayern. I mean, that's just how the competition is. It's a knockout competition, and you have one bad game, you have one bad semi-final first leg, and you're out. And that's what they've got to keep trying. But they've got that opportunity. They've got as much as any other team. So many players firing, and Lewandowski had so much up front, and they've got so many creative players now to pick from. They can rotate them around, and they probably don't have to worry about the Bundesliga as well, because they've got that in the bag as well. So it's exactly where they want to be, other than they're not leading Juventus, which are 2-0 up. Obviously, they feel they ought to have been, but they're still overwhelming favourites to get to the quarterfinals.
Bayern 2, Juventus 2 is how the second leg stands in Munich. We'll have all the action of that right here on Match Day Live on Wednesday, the 16th of March. OK, next on the show, we've analysis and reaction from Wednesday night's matches.
Decimos no al racismo.
No to racism.
Nee tegen racisme.
Non au racisme.
Non al racisme.
No to racism.
Lionel Messi, Gareth Bale, Robin van Persie, Franck Ribéry, Edinson Cavani and Kevin Prince-Boateng are just a few of the UEFA Champions League stars saying no to racism. European football united against racism. Respect.
You're listening to UEFA Champions League Match Day Live.
You're listening to Match Day Live with Paul Saffer and me, Rob Daly. On to Wednesday's action next, with Dynamo Kiev hosting Manchester City in Ukraine. This one was watched by UEFA.com's Ian Danter.
Left-footed by David Silva, really deep. Up for Yaya Touré, knocked it down for Aguero! Sergio Aguero gives Manchester City the lead on the quarter-hour mark. Aguero trying to turn away, back heels it for Sterling. Sterling across the face of goal, 2-0! David Silva! Manchester City double their lead, superbly worked between Sergio Aguero, Raheem Sterling, and then the little Spaniard, David Silva. Headed out as far as Bielski! Oh, they've got one back! Vitali Bielski with a first-time effort! He's been playing so much further forward in this second half, and Vitali Bielski gives Dinamo hope! Yaya Touré! That's it! Yaya Touré gets Manchester City's third, a quite exquisite finish, and Manchester City have a two-goal advantage.
And Ian Danter is with me now after commentating on that game. Ian, for people who didn't see it, did Manchester City deserve that scoreline in Ukraine?
Well, it was a thoroughly professional first-half performance, Rob, that saw them 2-0 in front. Dynamo Kiev rallied in the second half, got that goal back through Bielski and did have Manchester City rattled for a time, but they just grew into the second half that little bit more, and that finish from Yaya Touré, top-quality finish from the midfielder to set the seal on the game. I don't think anybody can really argue that Manchester City deserved a two-goal cushion to take to the second leg.
Let's hear from Manchester City's manager now, Manuel Pellegrini, speaking after the game.
Well, I think that we had a very good performance tonight. From the beginning, we were a very aggressive team without the ball and with the ball. So we scored two goals. We missed at least three clear chances in the first half. And really, Dinamo didn't have any clear chances to score. Maybe in the second half, when they score one goal, we'll have some moments of doubt. But after that, we recover the ball and we scored that important three goal. That is not that doesn't mean that the stage is finished, that we are in the next stage of the Champions League. But it's an important advantage, and now we must try to repeat the same performance at home.
It was a very good performance from Manchester City on the night. And we tend to see this from City. We see the good and the bad over the course of the season. We very much saw the good in Ukraine.
Well, Vincent Kompany, I think, will be a large part of that. That the assurance that he gives Manchester City
Absolutely,
at the back
yeah.
that they can then build from, I don't think it can be underestimated, Rob. He's been speaking after the game, the Manchester City captain. He said the performance was good with a lot of high pressing. 3-1 is a good result. We're happy with it. Joe Hart is an unbelievable keeper. When he was called upon, he did it well. We're going into the second leg with a fairly good chance to go through, which has not been the case before, referring to the Barcelona ties for the last 2 years, of course. We looked like a team that was hungry for success tonight. I feel like I'm contradicting myself a little after the FA Cup, but I feel like every cup is a priority, said Vincent Kompany. Every game is a priority. It is not easy to predict which competition you will do well in. So it does mean that Manchester City are firm favourites to go through, for the first time ever, let's not forget, to the quarterfinals of the UEFA Champions League. They've never reached that stage before.
Let's hear from Dynamo Kiev head coach Sergei Rebrov next, who was asked if he was disappointed with the performance.
Of course we are disappointed, but Manchester City scored most of the games after our mistakes, and we understand that. We didn't show our best game, but I think after the long break in the season, we couldn't show our the best. I think Man City deserved a win today, and we will try to do our best in the second game.
I've also seen quotes, Ian, that Sergei Rebrov is refusing to blame the fact they're on their winter break for the result. But did you see a slight rustiness, a slight lack of match fitness about Dynamo Kiev?
Hard to say, because Andrei Yarmolenko, who hasn't played any of those pre-season friendlies, looked sharp as anything tonight. So maybe that theory doesn't necessarily hold true. You can look at the results of all the Ukrainian and Russian sides who've had a winter break and come back for their first competitive fixtures in European competition in the last fortnight. And it's probably easy to see, you know, with nobody winning, you think of Krasnodar losing, Shakhtar with a draw, Dynamo Kiev tonight not winning. You know, it's easy to point the finger and say it's because of the midwinter break. But look at the side that Manchester City put out tonight. Look at the quality that they have throughout that side. It's just simply a case tonight of the better team, the better tactics coming out on top. But if Dynamo Kiev were in any way tired or in any way lethargic, there's no way they'd have put in that 20-minute spell in the second half when Bielski equalised, forced Joe Hart into a brilliant save. They were pressing hard in that second half. They might have thought, and Rebrov might think, that 2-1 might have been a fairer scoreline. But, you know, you just got to keep watching Yaya Toure to the end of these matches, because that late stage of games is when he so often pops up in Premier League games and fires home an important goal. And that two-goal cushion is crucial for Manuel Pellegrini.
It is indeed the second leg on Tuesday, the 15th of March. Ian will ask you for your man of the match shortly. Dynamo Kiev 1, Manchester City 3 in Ukraine. Wednesday's other round of 16 tie began in Eindhoven, where PSV met Atletico. Steve Wyeth, watch this one.
What a ball through the middle this is for Vitiello! And off the line by Bruma. First chance of the game inside 3 minutes. And Vieto turned it goalwards over the advancing goalkeeper Zoot, and it took Bruma scampering back towards the line to clear the danger. Wonderful touch to get it through to Pereiro. Can he get it back to him? Might not need to. He's top bar. Another brilliant save, and then on the follow-up, Lucadia sees his chance blocked. Maybe from Willems drives it in, but it won't take a deflection that he was desperate for. What a chaotic spell. Pereiro, second yellow card coming in his direction, and PSV are going to play the final 25 minutes with 10 men. He was leading into the challenge with Godin with his arm, and Daniele Osato has produced a second yellow card for the Uruguayan striker, and he has been sent off.
So it did finish 0-0. Steve Wyeth is with me now as well. Steve, how pleased will PSV Eindhoven be with the 0-0 draw, considering they finished the game with 10 men?
I think the longer you think about it, the more impressive a result it is for PSV Eindhoven, because you think back to before the game and he just said, you know what, if they go to the Vicente Calderon with a chance in the tie, then they've done well tonight, and they have given them themselves that opportunity. David Propo, who had such a good game for them in midfield, said, we were very good. Even with 10 men, we were not in trouble. You should always keep the faith.
Let's hear from PSV head coach Philip Cocu first.
Very close game, big opponent. It's normal in this stage of the Champions League. But we enjoyed it. Team fought for a good result. In the end, we have to be happy with a 0-0 draw, because the second half we came with 10 men after the red card of Pereiro. So I'm happy, and they worked very hard for this result.
Certainly did when reduced to 10 men, sat back and soaked up play. Paul Saffer, will they have any complaints about the red card for Pereiro?
Not really. It was the second yellow card, and he jumped into the player, really. It was slightly, I mean, it wasn't a dangerous challenge, but it was reckless. The ball wasn't really there, and when you're on a yellow card and you stood right in front of the referee as well, that's not really a wise thing to do. But you have to give PSV credit. They didn't, just as Atletico's back four ensured that they didn't allow PSV anything, really. I mean, remember, PSV hadn't failed to score at home in any game since exactly a year ago in the round of 32 UEFA Europa League first leg against Zenit. They'd scored in every home game in all those matches in between, but Atletico barely were troubled. But in the end, John Zoet in the PSV goal, he made a couple of very good saves in the first half. Didn't really have to make that many in the second half, or any really, and so PSV also showed great defensive discipline to get a 0-0 draw, which I mean, it's not they of course want to take a lead to Madrid, but 0-0, no away goals conceded. That's also pretty good.
Yeah, just one save to his right, diving to deny Gabby with a 25 metres out shot regulation save. So even with the man advantage, Atletico really didn't put the PSV goalkeeper under any pressure.
Well, the lack of goals in the Atletico team at the moment, Steve, concerned Diego Simeone. Antoine Griezmann missed a great chance with a one-on-one in the first half.
Yeah, he did. It was the chance of the game. It came on the half-hour mark. He was bearing down on goal. He had a 5-metre head start on the last defender, and he had plenty of the goal to aim at. But Zoot had one of those nights where he just thought, do you know what? He's not going to be beaten this evening. He was electrifying off his line on a couple of occasions. He closed down the angle very quickly and then, still at full pace, got down and made the save just as Griezmann looked like he was about to steer it past him. But yeah, it's 5 without a goal, all competitions for Griezmann. It is 12 without a goal, all competitions for Vieto. So, yeah, the goals have dried up a little bit for Atletico.
OK, let's hear from another man who kept a clean sheet on the night, Atletico's Jan Oblak.
Yeah, I'm satisfied with the clean sheet, but of course we are not so satisfied because we didn't score one goal, but 0-0 I think it's a good result for next game in Calderon. So I think we can be confident about the next game and I'm sure we can pass it.
Some big games on the way for Atletico. They take on Real Madrid next in Spain's Liga as well. Let's hear from centre-back Stefan Savic.
After the red card, we tried to score, but PSV defended very well. So, yeah, at the end finished 0-0, but we had a few chances to score, clear chances, but that is football. So we are going home with 0-0, and I think we have good chances to pass through this round because we are playing in front of our fans and in our stadium, and I think we can pass through.
So those are the Atletico players. What about the head coach?
Well, he cut a frenetic, frantic figure on the touchline at times, Diego Simeone, tonight. But yeah, a little bit more positive after the game. Said his boys played a brutal game, is how he described it, saying the goals will come. I'm a patient guy. I go home happy and relaxed. None of those things reflected in his body language for 90 minutes.
And to be fair, Steve, I don't think he says it as chirpy as you either.
No, maybe he was a little bit more gruff sound to the voice, perhaps, yeah.
Paul, considering how tough it has been for Dutch clubs in this competition and in Europe in recent years, how impressed are you with what PSV are achieving at the moment?
Well, very impressed. I mean, just look at the group. They didn't have an easy group. I mean, they were seeded because of the new way that some national champions are seeded in the competition. But nevertheless, then that was Manchester United, Wolfsburg, who, I mean, they're virtually in the quarterfinals already, so we see what a good team they are. And CSKA Moscow, so much experience in the competition, not an easy place to go. And they
got
through
that group.
You'd
have put them down as finishing
fourth in that group. Absolutely, 100% in from their home games, and of course got that vital draw away at Old Trafford as well to knock out Manchester United. No one really saw, even with two match days to go, no one really saw them still getting through, but they managed it. And now, okay, they've not won a home game, but nevertheless they've got a home draw against Atletico Madrid, who were finalists 2 years ago. It's taken Real Madrid to knock them out for the last couple of years. And there it is, PSV go to Madrid at least with a chance. The first team, Dutch team, to get through to this stage since they themselves got here there 9 years ago. That's how long it's been without a Dutch team in this position. And they've done marvellously. The fact is they're going into the second leg alive, which quite a lot of the runners-up, quite a lot of the non-seeded teams aren't. Probably only the two non-seeded teams that won, which were Paris and Benfica, right back in the very first set of these matches. They're the only ones taking a lead. Apart from that, it looks like all the group winners are comfortably through, including Bayern, but not Atletico. They've still got a job to do against PSV, especially with Luke de Jong coming back from suspension, having missed the first leg.
Okay, Steve, your man of the match and why from the game in Eindhoven?
Well, you could have picked any of their defensive players. I'm going to give it to Bruma at the heart of their defence. He made one crucial block with his face late on, and that kind of summed up the rearguard PSV defensive performance.
Okay, Ian Danter was our commentator for Dynamo Kiev against Manchester City. Ian, who was the outstanding performer for you?
Well, Yaya Toure with an assist and a goal caught the eye, of course. David Silva, of course, also notched a goal. Honourable mention for Andriy Yarmolenko for the defeated Kiev side. I thought he was terrific all night down Kiev's right-hand side. But do you know what? I think I'll give it to an unsung hero in Fernandinho. Back in Ukraine tonight, former Shakhtar player on the right for City. barely put a foot wrong.
I'm glad you didn't sit on the fence, Ian. Thank you very much. That's all we have time for on Match Day Live after two more nights of entertainment in the UEFA Champions League. On Tuesday, two away goals from Lionel Messi gave Barcelona a comfortable first leg lead over Arsenal. But Bayern's two-goal lead evaporated after a thrilling comeback from Juventus in Turin. And on Wednesday, Manchester City beat Dynamo Kiev 3-1 in Ukraine to claim the initiative in their tie, while 10-man PSV drew 0-0 with Atletico. Match Day Live returns at 19:30 CET on Tuesday, the 8th of March, with commentary of the second leg between Real Madrid and Roma. And on Wednesday, the 9th, we have the second half of Zenit against Benfica, before full match commentary of Chelsea against Paris Saint-Germain. But for now, from Paul Saffer, Steve Wyeth, Ian Danter, and myself, Rob Daly, it's goodbye.
Robin is arriving into space as well. Onto the left foot, Robin going for goal! And Robin scores a wonderful goal! Incredible! Juventus have battled back from 2-0 down to level this one up on the night.
Messi now steps up, left-footed, strikes and scores. And surely now, Barcelona have done enough in London to set them on the ways once again.
Oh, they've got one back! Vitali Bielski with a first-time effort. He's been playing so much further forward. And Vitali Bielski gives Dinamo hope. Yaya Toure! That's it! Yaya Toure gets Manchester City's third. A quite exquisite finish, and Manchester City have a two-goal advantage.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.